Generally speaking, I usually like Fridays because, you know, the week is almost done. You know, Friday's here, Saturday's coming, the Lord's Day is coming, and just wonderful. But there's only one Friday that I really, really don't like. And that is the last Friday of Grove City. I just wish, I don't know about the rest of you, that this just, we will have it for ever. But that will come. There will be no Fridays in heaven. It's just going to be a continuation of being in the presence of the Lord and just enjoying the blessing that we have talked about in chapter 1, 2, and 3. Yesterday, you guys are awake?
Yes.
All right, good. The sleeping man speaking, so. Yesterday, we got into the prayer, the second prayer that we have in this epistle. And the desire of the Apostle Paul that in prayer that the Lord will open now our hearts so Christ might dwell, that he might have the prominent place. And that through that, that great love, that we will be rooted and grounded like the example of the oak tree, just really, really established in the love of God. Because that will help me when every wind comes around. God doesn't love you. Nobody loves you. I am rooted in that. And then this great, great four dimension that we have talked about. And then the love of Christ that passes knowledge. It's all love in there. That's the whole atmosphere. It's an atmosphere of love. But then he say in chapter 4, now, let's talk about walking. Let's talk about walking. How are we walking? What kind of influence is helping us to walk? Now, when they catch somebody on the highway and they think that he is drunk while he's driving, he's under the influence, you know what they do to him? They get him out of the car and then they tell him to walk. And they see how he walks. And the way he walks will tell them if he's under the influence. When we walk, everyone will see what kind of influence we are under. If we are under the influence of what we have heard in chapter 1, we are children of God, we are loved by God, we are blessed with all spiritual blessings in the heavenly places, that we are chosen. If I'm walking under this influence, it will be obvious. If I walk under the influence of the world, which we will come to in that end of chapter 4, the verses we have read, it will be all obvious. But in the beginning, he said, I want you to walk worthy of the calling. He told them about, you know what? You're not alone. There is others around you. And there is a unity of the Spirit. It is this unity that the Spirit form. It is not the unity that I would form or I strive to form. No, the unity is already there. It's the unity of the Spirit. And you and I, our job is to maintain that unity. I don't create another unity. I maintain that unity. How? Meekness, long-suffering, bearing and forbearing. Remember, Brother Chuck said yesterday, there are two bears in the scripture. And when he was saying them, I thought there were five. Because he said bear and four bears, right? Four and one are five. So I think there are five bears. But anyway, we move on here and then we come to the expressions of those unities, right? We said one body, one spirit, one calling, one body, one spirit. That's really what God is showing us. There's not five, six, seven bodies and five, six, seven spirits. One body, one spirit. You find the word one repeated here about seven times. Then we come to another, to a circle that said one Lord, one faith, one baptism. Okay? It's the circle where the Lordship of Christ has been exercised. The baptism, the question came up yesterday and in passing, as we were mentioning yesterday, it's the water of baptism. That's where you come, where you acknowledge Jesus as Lord. And then, so that question is answered right now, so we move on. And then we have one God and the Father of all. Here is the originated and the source of everything. And that is one God. And then, he's giving us these resources. And what is the idea of the resources? I'll touch on them very, very quickly. And others might add in. He's giving gifts. And what is the idea of a gift? So I see Brother Tony ahead of, like, straight for me. So I'm going to become Brother Tony. The Lord had given Brother Tony a gift. What is the purpose of that gift? So Brother Tony would be prominent? No, not at all. When the Lord giving you something, keep that in mind. Take self out. It is for the edification of the body. The Lord had given certain ability. Now, every one of us is different. You look in the room here, thank God for that. I don't want everybody's different. The Lord, because remember the body? I need my ear and I need my liver. I need both of them. Every one of them is different. They function different. Then there is no competition. There is no competition. Everyone is different. And everyone has the same goal, the same purpose. Not to make the gift prominent, but to make Christ prominent. So there is variety. Teacher, shepherd, gospel preachers. Every one of them have a role. But what is that role? Christ be magnified, the body will be built up. Because we are in a danger to be tossed around with every wind of doctrine. He wants us to be established. And as we move on now, we find in those chapters and the verses that we have read, all of the resources. He touched on our heart and our conscience. When the brother was reading the scripture, all of these things, are they true of me? Are they true of me?